Blog Talk Radio. Hello, once again, this is Nathan. I'm putting somebody on the spot tonight. I'm letting you know that we are in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and I'm trying to put someone on the spot tonight. Our topic tonight is about the youth. Youth is starting out early now at 3, 4, 5, and 6 years old in softball, baseball, track. And the question is, type, youth at 3 and 4, why? Why would you start playing sports at the age 3 and 4 years old? I know they had a baseball game out at Edisto Middle School tonight, and I don't know the outcome of it yet, but I'm waiting on a phone call in to give me a update on it. But this is Nathan. You know I like to put somebody on the spot. This is a show that we just put together tonight just for the youth sports. Excuse me. I'm happy to be here. But before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and pray over these lines to that everything will go through just fine tonight, that we will be in contact with somebody tonight. But you got to get this shooter.
One of these mornings,
yeah,
won't be very long. You look for me, and I'll be gone. I'm going to a place where there'll be nothing, nothing. Simply walk around heaven all day. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna jump and shout. Nobody will be able to put me out. My father, my three sisters too. We'll get together and walk around heaven all day.
Okay, we are live. We got our first call on the line tonight. This is Nathan putting JJ on the spot. JJ, the question for tonight is that youth at the age of three and four, is that too early for youth to start playing?
Not at all.
Huh?
Not at all. That's actually the perfect age.
Okay.
To go ahead and see where the child is at, get him interacting with other kids, start giving him a competitive drive, show him sportsmanship, and start developing some grown folk skills at an early age, which we all need.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot. What age you started playing youth sports?
Huh?
What age you started playing youth sports?
I believe I started at about 7. But as far as organizational wise, but actually, not really. Probably about 4 or 5. I forgot about
I hate to tell you, it was 2. I had you on the track field when you were 2 years old, running around the track. All right. Okay. Now, you got a young man out there. He involved in soccer. I think he played soccer the past season. How old is he playing soccer?
Got 2 out there. One is 3 and one is 6.
Hey, what 6 year old? What he started playing soccer? This is his first year.
Yeah, first year at 5 years old.
Okay. And he moved from soccer to
baseball.
Okay, baseball. So how you doing in baseball right now?
Well, we had a game tonight.
Softball.
Huh?
That's hardball or softball?
It's a soft baseball.
Oh, it's a soft base.
It's like a T-ball. It's a T-ball.
T-ball.
Yeah, they call it coach's pitch.
Coach's pitch.
It is too.
Okay. So how'd that go?
Well, he caught 2 balls tonight and caught a ball to throw at the first base and got an out.
Oh, okay.
That's the defense side. And on the offense side, he hit the ball to the fence twice.
Oh.
Got some runners in and made it all the way to home plate both times.
All right. And he's 6 years old.
Yep.
6 years old.
6 years old. Very proud of him. He caught balls out of the air.
All right. How about, and young ladies play on this team too? How are they doing out there?
Yeah. Had 2 young ladies on our team. Well, no young ladies on the other team. 2 young ladies. They hit about better than the boys because I guess I think eyesight and posture.
What?
Not as hard, but sometimes though they do. Mm-hmm. Because it's always about eyesight, motor skills. It's good for basically for kids to start developing their motor skills. That's what they call it. Some kids 3 or 4 years old, that's what's a major problem with them, is that they don't have their motor skills developed. And sometimes that might slow them down in their first kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and for their development. And some people wonder why, their kid not reading or why they're not comprehending. And sports may well be a major factor in that for school.
Mm.
So that's another reason.
So how big
a young
is
age
this
they start sports?
How big
is
it?
Not that. Actually, it is pretty big. They have ages from 3 to, 14 or 12 or something like that. And they have 4 or 5 teams in each league.
Okay.
And they all get together and they play, 3 games each. 2 games each. 2 games each.
Oh, so that was his last game tonight.
Yeah, that was the last one. They got the trophy tonight.
Oh, Okay.
So they got him a little accomplishment. And give him something to be proud of and get ready for next week. Go ahead and get the engine running for another sport or for the next year.
Oh, okay.
Have something to look forward to. You know, a lot of kids don't have nothing to look forward to. So that's why they start getting in a bunch of trouble and learning stuff that they don't need to.
Okay. So where are you headed next? I heard they got a midget league track team. Is he going to be running track this year? Who are you running for?
Yeah, you got a Orangeburg track club being Rock Hill next week, 2 weeks from now, I think, 2 or 3 weeks from now. June 12th, 13th.
Okay, they're being Rock Hill.
He's doing fairly well in that. With track, I guess it's fun, but I think they need to be about 7 or 8 for that sport, to be honest with you. But they got them starting at 5 years old, 6 years old.
Okay, they got to be at least 5, 6?
Yeah, 5.
Okay.
I kind of agree with, letting them be around about 7 or 8 years old when they start track because it's a very strenuous sport.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of mess with your brain a little bit as far as running.
Okay. They do build up your lungs, though. Build them lungs up. Well, that's good to know. Anything else they involve in besides that soccer? Baseball,
yeah.
Track.
Soccer, baseball, and track.
Okay.
They want to play football. I think they don't play football until about 8 years old. But.
Well, they don't move age on football now, they?
I think it's 7. I think flag football. I don't think they want to play no flag football. I think they want to hit. They want to play tackle.
They don't want to play flag.
I don't think so.
Ah, clear. Well, I know where they got that.
But they're playing that soccer, so they like that pretty good.
And we got young ladies out there playing soccer now, too, right?
Yeah, it's co-ed sport.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, that's a major reason why kids should start some type of sport at 3 or 4, start developing their motor skills.
Okay. Okay then. Hopefully in the next week for sports we can get one of them to come live on the air and tell about the trophy night and the last game of the season and where you're going to be headed at next.
I might get him to call tonight because he all jazzed up about his good game he had today.
If you can get him on the line, I was going to do a 30-minute show. I was going to cut it to 15 minutes, but if you can get him on the line, I'll play a song here, and we'll go mute for a little bit, and we can get him on the line. I like that'll make my show for tonight.
All right, let me see if I can get him to call right quick.
Okay, let me put you mute then, and I'll go mute. And we're going to go to a commercial break. And you go ahead and get him on the line for me.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, this is Nathan. Once again, I look up, I look down, I look all around, trying to find somebody to put on the spot. I got somebody on the spot. We're going to call up a young man that did pretty good in his last game tonight. So we're going to listen at a on the commercial break, let's put a song that will go along with what we're doing. I think I got one here that would be appropriate. And we'll be back in a couple of seconds, maybe 3 minutes. How about that? This is Nathan live, Blog Talk Radio. Once again, putting somebody on the spot. Thank God for the call.
Wow.
Anybody want to get on the conversation tonight? The topic tonight is youth sports at the age of 3 and 4 years old. Why? The number is 347-951-454. I'm sorry, it's 5416. And you can call in and hit 1. You'll be live on the air. I'm going back live now with the first caller.
Hello?
Hello, this is first caller. You live.
Hello.
Back. Hey,
hello.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That's good.
Good.
I heard you got a softball game tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard you had a softball game tonight.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you high, high. Did you enjoy yourself?
I caught the ball.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How many times you caught?
Two.
Did you throw it to first base?
Yes.
Did you throw it to first base?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did. So how many home runs you hit tonight? I was out there a couple weeks ago and you hit about two. How many home runs you hit tonight?
What?
How many home runs? How many times you hit the ball to the fence?
Over?
How many?
What?
Oh,
what?
Oh, you had a good night then. Oh, so what you going to be doing next? Your softball season over with?
Huh?
Is your softball season over with?
I play baseball, not softball.
Oh, you play baseball? Oh, okay. All right, then. That was your last game tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So what you going to be doing next?
Soccer again.
Oh, you'll be doing soccer. So how old are you? How old are you?
Six.
You're 6 years old. And you playing soccer, softball, and running track?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
you can start, and you going to school full time?
Yes, sir.
And
I'm
getting good grades? Huh?
Yes.
And
yes, sir.
You're getting good grades?
And I'm above average on the biannual test that it takes 2 years throughout the whole state.
Wow, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm proud of you. How about your brother?
Thanks.
Your brother's 3 years old. He's playing soccer too. Okay, what he has to say? Do you have anything to say? You got about 2 minutes left.
Put Jordan on the phone.
Hey!
You playing soccer this year, too? You playing soccer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. How about softball?
No.
You ain't playing? Oh, you
playing
baseball? Oh, that's baseball.
Yeah.
So when your season was over last week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when can I have y'all back live on the radio? At the end of track season, could you come back and give me a report of how y'all did in track? I heard y'all gonna be in Rock Hill in about 3 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, I enjoy having
you. We're going to New York.
We got 90 seconds before we close. We're going to close with a prayer now. And so, hey, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all doing an excellent job. I love you with all my heart. And ain't nothing you can do about it. This is Nathan. Putting him on the spot one more time. We're going to go off the air.
I love you, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're going to be going off the air in about 3 months. This is Youth Night with Sports, 3 and 4 year old. Wow. We got about 6. Father in heaven, we close these airways tonight. We thank you for what all you have done. We give you all the honor and all the glory. This will be live on the internet in about 15 to 20 minutes, as soon as I process. You can go back and hear yourself on the internet tonight in about 15 to 20 minutes. I'm saying, this is Nathan, and we are closing out with this song.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
Serving the Lord. Sometimes my road gets dark and dreary. I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord. I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
Got it down my